long because my dad, Earl,
mm-hmm.
he won't let me talk to you guys because he thinks you're vulgar.
He does,
well,
huh?
He should cut you a little slack, Tiger, because you won a big tournament yesterday. Came from eight back. What a deal. Way to go.
Well, I asked him if I could come on the phone with you guys, and he said no, but I snuck downstairs while he was taking a bath in $100 bills, and I called you from my princess phone.
Oh, you've got a princess phone?
Uh-huh. So you heard that I won a tournament, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh. I don't care that much about winning, but my dad, Earl,
mm-hmm.
the one who's made me a 22-year-old social retard,
right?
He said that if I didn't beat that South African racist cracker Ernie Els, that he would take away my strawberry shortcake dolls and wouldn't let me drink Coke for a month.
That'd be tough, wouldn't it?
Boy.
Uh-huh.
And so you just went up there and pretty much handled up on your business, didn't you?
Uh-huh. And my dad was real nice after I won this one because he finally let me take some of my winnings, and I had enough to go see the Spice Girls movie.
How was that?
I like the Spice Girls. I think they're real rad.
Real rad, huh?
Which my one? Favorite's Ginger Spice. Who do you like, Rhines?
Not Ginger Spice. I don't think Grego does either.
What?
Oh, Scary? Yeah, I like Scary Spice.
Yeah, she's pretty. They're all cute. Sometime, when I save up enough money from my other winnings from future tournaments,
yeah,
I want to take Kelly Keeney to see that movie.
Oh, is that still your girlfriend, Kelly Keeney?
Yeah, I'm pretty sweet on her, but you know what? I don't know if she likes me.
Why?
I gave Colin Montgomery a note to give to Kelly Keeney that said, "Do you like me? Please check one." And she hasn't returned it to
him. Oh, is that right?
I don't think Colin Montgomery ever gave it to her because he's jealous because his breasts are as big as hers. You know, that tournament that we're talking about?
Yeah. What it in Thailand?
It was in Thailand, which my dad says is the giant rice paddy of a country that my Chinese mommy was born in. So it was great going back there as a conquering half-breed.
Wow.
Wow.
That must have been quite a day for you, though.
To the bottom, I go back to the top of the side, and I go down, and I see you again.
What are you
doing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was singing Helter Skelter there.
Why?
No apparent reason. Things have been real bad at my house because my dad, Earl,
mm-hmm.
he's been keeping me in a dog cage in the basement because I haven't been winning.
He keeps you in a dog cage?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He would only feed me cat food, and he would get just out of arm's reach of me outside the cage and pull off the heads of my G.I. Joes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's not good.
Oh, man.
But now that I've won, everything's okay, Hardline.
Is that right?
So don't worry about me.
Well, because we do worry about that. Is he making sure that you get a lot of candy and everything?
Uh-huh. You know what?
What?
I can eat a whole bag of Twizzlers without throwing up.
That's good.
Last night,
uh-huh.
I was so happy,
mm-hmm.
I made my Rock'em Sock'em Robots have sex.
Oh, come on now.
You better watch out about that or your dad will start beating on you.
Uh-huh. You know what?
What?
Before the last round of that tournament,
mm-hmm.
my dad beat the living crap out of me and told me to win.
Did he really?
Uh-huh. And my Peking duck mommy tries to protect me from him, but she's too small.
So what do you do?
I just try real hard to concentrate, but it's hard because my SOB father was just such a jerk to me.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Look, Tiger, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, you're 22 years old. I mean, you're almost a man. You can leave, and you make millions and millions of dollars. You can get your own house and stay by yourself, and you don't have to put up with your dad.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too. Sorry, Hardline.
You know, you could get girls over there and everything if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know. I keep trying to tell my parents that I'm old enough to go out on my own and everything. And you know what else I can do?
What?
I can make a big penis out of Legos.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, Hardline.
What?
Why is President Clinton in trouble?
Well...
Ask your folks about that.
He handled up on somebody's business he shouldn't have handled up on.
Well, my overprotective black dad, Earl, won't ever tell me.
He won't?
Uh-uh. And Tom Kite told me secretly that the president let that girl touch his winky.
Do you believe that?
I don't think so, because that's the dirty place.
Yes, it is.
I spent all day yesterday on my sit and spin in my favorite underoos.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Your sit and spin, huh?
Uh-huh. And you know what else? This was a big victory for me,
mm-hmm.
because I had to go to the hospital 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Before?
I ate over 150 of those little things that go into the Light Bright.
Oh.
And I had to get them out of my stomach.
But you see, you're being ridiculous.
Why did you eat them?
I thought they looked like little gummy bears.
Little runts, huh?
Uh-huh. Runts. And you know what I get for winning this tournament?
What?
A whole box of lemon heads.
All right. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Uh-uh. I like lemon heads.
I like them, too.
Do you want me to...
Will you share them with me?
No.
Come on.
Because that's basically my only source of nutrition when I'm not winning.
And plus, you have to save it for you and Kelly, right?
I have to go now, Hardline. My main daddy's coming downstairs, and he's wiping himself with one of those big old oversized checks they give you from tournaments.
Oh, come on now. All right,
Tiger.
Bye. We'll see you later.
You know what? I'm beginning to think that was the fake Tiger Woods.
I kind of am, too.